What is up, my people?
What is good? We're back.
Again. You're welcome to Dari and Damie's podcast. You're listening to episode what again?
Episode six.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're back soon. See, we told you guys we'll be back soon.
I guess and we're back. We are.
This is probably going to be a week after the last episode. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's the weekly podcast.
Now we're doing it.
Exactly.
Aren't you proud of us?
Yeah. So this week, you know, we're trying to traverse something that plagues a lot of us. I hope it doesn't plague you, Sha, but it's plaguing.
It's a huge disease that I feel everybody has or everybody has had.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not chicken pox.
If you haven't had it, I'm happy for you. Oh, God.
If you haven't had, you are pretty, you've lived a very good life. You should be thanking God.
I swear. The disease is being broke.
Being broke.
Yeah. I'm not explicitly saying you don't have any money for anything, you know. It's just a level of money you want to have or you find this.
Well, Dari, let's not get I've been dirt broke before I don't have any money, please.
Okay.
I feel there are different levels of brokenness. Okay, please, but like,
help us define this broke that we're speaking of.
Yeah. So before I get into my definition of being broke, I feel I should make clear the dichotomy, like the different types of being broke. There are two types of being broke. First, we have what we call being broke, as per not having money, being financially handicapped, you know, being not having any money, period. And then there's what we call broke. It's broke. I will spell it. It's B-R-O-Q-U-E. Broke, there should
it's
be like
broke.
A it's bougie broke. bougie broke. You say with some hotness in your voice. Yes, and that is when you don't have no money, but you look like you have money.
Mm.
Yeah, it's I saw it on social media. It is depicting poverty while maintaining beauty. Yeah. I think that sums it up.
Sounds like packaging to me.
Please, it's being broke.
Sounds like packaging.
It's broke, to me. Broke with a Q-U-E.
How did we get here? You know, it stems from just different life situations, you know?
Yeah, I think, well, being broke is just like when you know, oh man, there's no money on ground. I really can't afford
certain things that you want to, you know,
you want to get. Sometimes basic necessities of life or like you have to skimp on certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
So, living hand to mouth.
Literally. And even, living hand to mouth, but I also feel like, you know, just skipping out on certain things. You can still have savings and all that. But just skipping out on things that you feel like, oh, I can manage without. For now. Like, let's say you have to pay off your credit card, but you know, oh, if your credit score takes a hit, just so you can pay rent and all. That's a
worthy risk.
It can be, exactly, it can be managed. So, you know,
yeah.
There are different levels. There are different, thing.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that, there's also a level of broke where, like, it's summer, y'all want to go out and do everything. Well, you have money, but the thing is that if you spend the money you have, that's basically all your savings. So you probably, like, obviously, you think, you know, money's going to come in, you're able to afford bills as money comes in, like, if you're working. However, things outside your basic necessities would be an extra, we'll put you more towards the poverty side, you know, just below the poverty line, you know, some expensive mimosas or, you know, some expensive brunches.
Exactly. But that happens every once in a while, you know, because I personally feel like because you're broke, that means you should not still, you know, enjoy some certain things. Like, I don't have money. I don't have a lot of money, but you feel me?
Yeah, I feel that's when it now goes to that broke side where, like, you actually don't have... I've done it a couple times. I don't have the money, but... Oh, you're having a dinner.
Nice.
I will still show up with looking peng.
Nah, man.
You know, looking like not a million bucks, maybe like $1,000 with still buy, show up, show out, then order a light salad with some water. show up. And so people think I'm actually on a diet, yeah.
But no, you know, you still...
your bank account's on a diet.
But yeah, you still enjoy yourself regardless. And
exactly.
Which is why anytime before, I was always on the side of, oh, you know, if you really don't have money, you really shouldn't be spending on certain things and you really shouldn't be doing this and that. But in reality, you really can never tell anything and you should honestly try your best to still enjoy things because, you cannot be suffering every day, though.
Exactly. You can't really can't be suffering.
I did not say go and spend the whole bank account. I did not say you go.
Exactly. We're not saying like deplete your funds. We're just saying sometimes you need to like spend money yourself sometimes, like exactly. Even though it's like it's an expense.
Exactly.
Yeah. I live by the words like of God that in the Bible it says, worry not about tomorrow, so I'm worrying about today. So if today I have that strong push to just order myself a nice maybe a nice meal. Let's not go into the details of the meal. But a nice meal that would, you know, be bordering towards the... Share a good nice meal. I would spend the money, yeah.
So when you say when stuff like this gets out of hand, and, you know, of course with things like impulse buys, you know, is that why we haven't gotten to that next level where we'll stop complaining that we're broke? Or it's more of a thing where you just need a better job and a better situation. I don't know.
Yeah, I think one thing about our generation is that, like, because when I was talking to, like, my aunts, like, them millennials, quote-unquote, the thought process was that, okay, no matter the job I have, I need to have a certain amount of money put aside for this, put aside for that.
Yeah.
And when I even, like, talk to my older friends, I see when they have, they're always like, and you're popping, you know, like, you have money. I'm like, y'all have more money than me. The thing is, they are just always saving and always wanting to do big things.
Yeah.
So they are their own, I would say, it's called like the trappings of wealth. Their own way of showing that they have money is in the bigger things. And I feel like the important things. Well, for us, Gen Z,
living in the moment,
our trappings of wealth are a popping Instagram, a popping Snapchats of different locations, different drinks, trying new things, you know. And for us, literally all it takes is just for us to actually get a better job that we can afford those things, rather than, you know, thinking of a down payment of a house, which I feel we should be doing, but we can't really be bothered.
So would you say we should rather, you know, switch to the millennial way of things, or we should keep our...
Please, we're young, please. That talk of... I know, like, I feel pressure sometimes, like, for you know, exactly. That I should actually you be should saving and be know, stable, you know, get myself...
Which you should.
I should. I really should, but... At the same time, like, I'm young. I want to enjoy myself.
You'll be young forever.
I'll be young forever. Next is, funny enough, like, I'm seeing a lot of, like, my people, like, my age group getting married. People considering, just, like, before I start thinking of myself and, like, my partner and all those,
I want to enjoy myself first, and hopefully,
if I get a life sponsor, I'll just enjoy myself to the fullest. I settle down.
Enough of this sponsor.
Yeah, we'll
take
so just...
we'll take care of this podcast if you mention the word sponsor again.
Yeah, and I think that, like, this whole explanation is why we are broke.
Yeah.
Or are you saying you're saving for a house that I don't know about?
If I call you to come visit me next year and it's a different location, do not be surprised.
So there is a huge slide.
Do not be surprised. But it is what it is. But, you know, how do you manage this lifestyle? I mean, how, you know...
How do I manage being broke? Well,
not you stitching on yourself that you're broke.
Oh wow! You actually caught me there, but it's calm. It's very calm. Just in a diary. I won't say I'm broke. Because being broke means I don't have anything in this life. I have roof over my head. I have clothes on my back. I have food in my belly and my fridge. I'm at a certain level. Yeah. I'm comfortable. I can pay my bills without having to beg for bread on the streets. But I won't lie, like, I'm not where I want to be financially. I'm not at that place where, okay, I can just close my eyes and buy myself a nice Ferrari and I'll not shake.
Well, you are to it, like, what, early 20s? You're not 23.
Please.
Exactly, like...
That's where I want to be.
That's where you want to be.
Our age mates are buying Ferrari now.
But... I feel like...
You can buy Ferrari as you want now. is that what you're saying?
It's different for everybody. So I can buy a Ferrari at 20, at 21, good and fine for them. They can come and... Hell, they can come and buy for me too. But I feel like even if you're 21 and you're paying rent and all of that, are you really broke though? You are 21 and you're fending for yourself.
Yes. Yes, I am. Like,
You're not 25. Reason, you're not...
I'm actually even 21, Seth. But let's not talk about my age. Let's not talk about my age. But actually, true. I'm not... Wait. You're also paying bills as well.
Mm-hmm.
See, let me tell you something about Dari. Dari acts like he doesn't have no money. Then you see his snaps of him going places, doing things. You know.
I stay in my house 24/7.
See, why not? He doesn't. But let's. Yeah. Back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. See, I don't go on trips. I want to. Right now, the money I have are for bills and important things. I want to have disposable income.
Yeah. I see.
I want to have. Is that what it's called? Actually, see, I'm not good when it comes to finances, but I want a part of the money I have to be, I can do it, I can just, you know, create like a savings account where I just limit lao spending.
This is
lao spending, and there should be thousands, hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of dollars in there.
Hopefully.
That's a huge dream, but hopefully. You never know. What if my life sponsor actually listens to this, then we start from there?
One more time, I swear to God, we're getting
donate. I should open like a GoFundMe for my Lao spending. No. Just name it Lao spending. Donate to a young girl in need.
No, okay, I want to. So now that's.
Keep asking me questions.
Hit me.
Okay. So how do you manage being broke?
How do I manage being broke? Priorities, you know, you need to set what is important. First, we need food. Very, very essential. Food rent, okay, you know what? Food rent, all those things. Let's just keep them one side. But then, even with the things you just personally want to do, I feel like you scale them on how useful they are, how much you'll enjoy them. I know, like me now, I'd much rather buy a comic book than go out to eat or something. I'd much rather buy a game than go to a club. So you need to scale it to what you
really
like.
Should see. I'm looking at Dari. Like, Dari just made me look like a fool. See answer of priorities.
No, I mean it.
I'm talking about Lao spending. Talking about priorities.
That's my Lao spending. That's my way of spending.
I don't like your Lao spending. Not Lao spending. I don't like it.
It just coincidentally has. It's just something.
It's just coincidentally responsible. That's all you're trying to say.
No, it's not coincidentally responsible. Okay. Those are also guilty pleasures. But yeah, managing is just, you know, prioritizing.
What does that mean? You have like, I'm about to insult you. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
It's too late.
Should I still don't say?
No, yeah, hit me.
I don't say that. You know when your guilty pleasures are things that are like very small.
Mm-hmm.
They say that you don't have like exquisite taste. You have, well, actually, or it could either be an insult or like a compliment.
I don't have exquisite taste.
The flip side to that could be that you have taste for the simpler things in life. You're exactly. satisfied easily. Exactly. You're content with who you are. Exactly. You're complete as a person.
If you ask me, I am ahead of the game. I am ahead of the game because I have my priorities. I'm kidding, but I have my priorities in place. You get me?
This conversation is making me feel very, very, very bad because I don't plan ahead like this.
I feel like you just manage it by prioritizing things and also sectioning off your money. You know, you get a paycheck, section, okay.
This is for saving and whatnot.
And stick to it. You can prioritize it, but 90% of the people listening to this have taken from that money.
Including you that you're speaking about it.
Have taken from that savings. They have transferred.
Please, where you get your statistics from?
So sticking to, yeah? Huh?
Where your stats from?
My stats, they're from Google. sticking to that money that you put in place for yourself. Like me now. Off every paycheck, I put at least $100 aside to the next paycheck.
Why didn't you give me the advice before this podcast? Do you know how many times I'd have been out of a hole if you hadn't told me, okay, you are doing it? We're talking about being broke. You're telling me I'm rich. Like, nah, please do not.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, but what do you actually like about is
It's not.
Well, what are the lessons you can learn up from being broke? Let me know, because I don't think anybody likes being broke.
So now there's, you know, let me just explain. So I would like to say that, oh, being broke teaches me how to manage money. But then I feel like if you get a certain level of money, even the teachings that you've gotten from managing that certain amount of money, you wouldn't know how to manage $1 million. Let's say I got a huge amount of money. I may not still know how to manage that. So at least I would say being broke gives you an idea of how to manage your finances. You know,
true.
Being prudent where it counts. It teaches you to be prudent where it counts. And it's very humbling.
Very humbling.
Being broke will humble you. You will put your head down.
You know, that's where you remember that. Like, my brother, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I hope he doesn't see this episode, yeah. But my brother, when my brother is very humble, mm-hmm. when he wants things from you.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to necessarily be monetary, but he's very, like, I'm just like, when you said that thing about humbling and how, you know, not having makes you humble. Mm. That just came to my mind. I'm also humble now, like, when I don't have. Mm. Like, when I was in school and I've spent all the money I have, and there's one textbook that's very important.
Yeah.
I know how I'm very humble. The way I compose my message to my parents is, hello, dear father.
Exactly.
Your daughter is here again.
Respect.
I humbly come to pay my respects. Nah, the message is drafted like in a whole different way.
Whereas if you had more, you wouldn't text them. You would text them as well, of course, yeah. Yeah, but you would text them like,
how far, what's good. It's more like a check-in.
Exactly, as opposed to,
this one is more important. you track your message. Usually when you're like, now this time you're actually conscious of your phone, always checking your phone, trying to see when they've responded and when they haven't. And I think one thing about being broke is it helps you take full advantage of your environment. That's when you learn that one bowl can be used for rice as well as cornflakes.
I can't see this, babe.
No, I'm trying to use like a good analogy. Okay. Like, I'm not
just taking us for cruise.
For instance, now, when we're broke, that summer we were broke, but we still found a way to do things. 2019 summer. The summer that we said that it was a good summer for everybody, regardless of your race.
Okay,
your...
yeah, we didn't really spend much money. We're just enjoying.
To be honest, and we found a lot of like local, what's it like, called? Local gems.
Just sports. Just, you know, sports. Whereas if there was money on ground,
you spend unnecessary money, but like not having money, you'd walk to places, meaning you'd see more things, you'd experience more things. You'd find local gems for a cheap price as well. You learn how to enjoy yourself on a budget, as well as finding that.
That's facts. Enjoying yourself on your budget.
Yeah, I remember like earlier this week, I had this like smoothie from a place I would not mention. It was nasty, but it was so overpriced and it was nasty. Who puts turmeric inside a smoothie?
That shop apparently.
Like, ugh. And it was overpriced. And then I now found another store where they're selling like this, like it was like a cheap lemonade that had like strawberries and like basil inside. It was cheap and was so, so good. I'm like, okay, if not, what humbled was the fact that, okay, I had already spent money. Yeah. I was walking back around to my life. It's like, okay, now that I don't have any money, rather than going to like another place to buy another fancy smoothie, let's just buy something cheap. And it was so cheap, it was so good. Yeah. I don't know if that was relevant, but yeah.
But you stumbled upon your broke journey.
And also, like, how do you plan for, like, if you know money's coming to your account soon, how do you plan for it?
Can I really plan for it? Well, at the same, like I said, you take that the same teachings you've gotten from being broke. In my case, the priority list.
That's
the important stuff first, and then we'll get to like Jai, of course. Like, I feel like that's the best. Still the best route to go.
Well, when I'm coming into money.
I'll also save for emergencies. What if I break my leg?
True, actually. Oh, Dari has broken so many bones in his body. He's basically a walking...
It's literally just my legs, dude.
It counts as every bone in your body.
Please speak to the people.
So, yes, I was saying, Dari has broken every bone in his body. And he's literally a walking hazard. Okay, so, I don't know. How I plan for money comes in is... such that I update my Shein cat. Am I fashionable? I'm just joking.
Mm.
Well, that's also counting. Like, I also shop for things that are somewhat necessary. But at the same time, I also prioritize. If I know, okay, there is something important that I've been putting off, that is necessary. I know at one point it would be like, I need to spend money on this. When I know money is coming into my account. Or I have, like, if it's something really important, after sorting out my bills, the important stuff, I do those things. Like, if it's something like you need for your house or something that, you know, something that maybe you need for like your work or something, or a project you're working on. I put money aside for that. And then everything, some goes to saving, some goes to lalao spending. You know,
it's level of this lalao spending.
Okay, actually, I just realized I've been saying lalao spending without actually explaining what it is. Lalao spending means to spend without reason. Yeah, I think that's an accurate description. That's enough. Yes, just spend money. Like, it's just for things.
Teach a class on this year, lalao
spending. The art of lalao spending. The art of spending without reason.
What are doing this today, man?
No. Wait. Oh, and also, last thing, please, we are still on the market for a live sponsor.
Please, thank you.
I need someone to sponsor me lalao spending this account. Week.
We've enjoyed crying to you about our financial.
Just so you know, Dare is trying to hold me back from speaking.
We appreciate you for tolerating Dimladi for this long. And thank you for listening.
His hand is on my mouth.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We're happy you got this far.
Dare, are you going to be broke after this?
God forbid.
I'm dead. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.